Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It's Friday. Oh, it's May 29th. We are at 6:09. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim Richards. A very special day on May 29th here on the Jen and Tim Show, as it is Tim Richards' birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you. No better place than I would rather be than with my EMCs.
That's right.
My early morning crew. Hanging out, waking up. I mean, Paula Abdul, banger. Does it really get into a better situation?
It really doesn't. I do think you should play. I mean, I don't have the buttons in front of me, but you should play the happy birthday clip. I ask you to do that? Is that appropriate?
Let's do it now.
Happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you. Olé!
Stevie and I wanted to take you to Chi Chi's so you could get that song to you officially, but, you know, there's none close by.
When are they bringing that back? Didn't they say they were going to bring back locations? We can go there and get that deep-fried ice cream back in the day.
God, that was so good.
Can you eat? You know, we talked about this before, and you were talking about the Dole Whip,
which
I did have yesterday at Froyo. So I would love to
do. I can't believe you now have a third pronunciation of that.
Yeah, I just have to mix it up.
Okay.
Where can you get a good fried ice cream? Because there has to be some Mexican restaurants around, whether they're chain, whether they're not, that you can get the fried ice cream.
I know you can get a delicious churro at Don Ramon's in Westlake, but I am not sure about
Mr. Ramon. That is good.
That is
good. Old Don knows how to make them tacos.
It is so delicious there, and the churros
so
are out of this
sizzly.
World.
All right, this would be a great, great birthday gift if we could get a winner for this today. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Did you want me to open this up next?
Yeah.
Okay.
Open that up next.
Okay.
It's a small gift.
I appreciate it. We'll do that right after. But we have to start the show with Dead Guy in an Envelope.
And we need a guess. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope. It would be a nice birthday gift for you if we got a winner today. There's no way.
That'd be so great.
There's no way.
That'd be the icing on the cake. 216-343-1021. EMCs, what's your guess? Star 102, good morning.
Good morning. Happy birthday, Tim.
Thank you very much. It's so nice of you to say I appreciate that. EMC. I can't wait to open up this gift next, but the gift that keeps on giving is Dead Guy in the Envelope.
Is that what it is? For you, it is. Okay, it's your birthday. I'll pretend I like it. It's such a great game.
Yeah. Woo. Oh, I like that. Listen to the positive way we all wake up in the morning. What is your guest today?
Patrick Swayze.
That's a great guest. It is not him. He was actually our last Dead Guy in an Envelope.
That's right, he was. And we didn't choose this one. Just a reminder, we did not choose this one. I cannot wait to open up this birthday gift. That would be next. Is this going to explode or anything? Is there a disclaimer to this gift?
No. And listen, I got you a very small birthday gift. I saw this. I had never seen it before. And immediately I was like, the Tim would love this. I'm like, his birthday's coming up. I'm gonna grab it for him. So
okay,
that's how this worked out.
I was looking at my Tim bobblehead the other day.
Were you?
Oh, my gosh.
That was your last year gift.
That
I got you a
best.
Tim bobblehead. That was a good
other
than
paper.
It's too right.
Nice
isn't
paper.
It? Right.
It's
I thought it
paper.
Was... You like? I only had kids' paper.
That's
sorry.
Good. No spider. There's a ladybug on it. There is a worm. There's some ants on
I
it.
Know.
You know, pictures of ants, animated ants. If you
it
will.
Is a reversible paper, but I there still chose the childish side.
Oh, what is this? I see the word chocolate. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a minute.
All right.
What is this?
Do you see who's on the box?
Tom Hanks?
Yes.
The greatest actor of all time. A chocolate turtle? What is it?
Tom Hanks has K-Cups.
You got to be kidding me.
And
they
it
have
helps
to be,
veterans.
They are. All profits support military families, which is fantastic. Of course, because it's Tom Hanks. For our troops, chocolate turtle, 12 coffee ground K-Cups. I have so much coffee to drink today. I love this.
I know. Sorry you're very...
The Hanks blend? Oh, it tastes like an Oscar.
I thought you would like it because, you're always looking for new K-Cups.
Oh, I love this.
It's chocolate, and it's Tom Hanks, who you love. So
look at that. How can it be bad? How can it be bad?
I know. Well, I mean, full disclosure, I've never tried it. So
I'm going to give you one. Do you want to try one? We don't have to try it today. But.
Yeah, we have a lot of other coffee today. Yeah, we'll have to try it next week, maybe.
Tom Hanks, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
This is a big deal.
Happy birthday.
Do I have to share this?
No. I didn't know you could take it home. You could keep it here. I know you like to make K-cups
here. I gotta keep it here because I'm not going to use it at home. I know I won't.
Your coffee evolution, you now make K-cups at work. So I thought this would be a nice addition. And I'll get to see if you really like it or not
you based
on
face.
Your face.
Yeah,
right. Yeah,
exactly. The face is the tell. The mouth can lie. The face does
right,
not.
Right, exactly.
Hanks for our troops.
Isn't that cool? What?
Can I ask where you even find this?
Walmart.
Walmart has
it.
You got to be
Walmart.
Kidding me. I can't believe it. I never even saw it or heard of it.
It was really
thank you very
expensive.
Much. I bet it was. The Hanks Blend. Oscar award-winning coffee. Thank you, Jen.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Star 102, good morning. Quick question.
Yep.
As we need to get to three things you need to know on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. What are the chances that this Tom Hanks K-Cup that you got me for my birthday, a 12-pack, and I appreciate it, it's chocolate turtle, tastes better than Blue Mountain in Jamaica?
That's a tough question.
It is not. I think that that's going to be...
I mean,
that was the best was coffee I've ever had.
I know. Well, I don't. It's your birthday, and you love Tom Hanks, so I don't want to. I don't want to say like his coffee won't be good because I don't know. Do you think he tasted it? Like you think Oprah
of course
doesn't?
He tasted
oh,
it.
He
unlike
tasted
Oprah
it.
With her fake cauliflower crust. There's
Oprah,
no way she had any
Oprah
of that.
Oprah tests all her stuff.
She does not. Her
there
people
is,
may. That is never. She's never
no
taken a bite of that pizza.
Way that Tom Hanks
he
has
absolutely
tasted
did.
That coffee.
He ground those
no.
things with his feet, like
no,
people do with
he
the
did not
to make wine. Tom
no.
Hanks, the greatest of actor all
he
time.
Is.
He definitely tasted that.
I love him so much. He is the greatest. But I think he just put his name on there. I don't think he tasted them all. Do you?
That picture almost doesn't even look like him. That's how close.
No.
And it's Hanks with two S's.
Listen.
But I still stand by it. I still think
it's I didn't research it. I just saw it and was like, oh, you'll like it.
I do like it a lot. I love it. You know I love Tom Hanks.
It's like a caricature almost. Is it like AI, Tom
Hanks? And I will do... I know we got to go. I will... It does. It's like the AI. You know, they're just a little off. So... And you know me, I will do everything in my power to love that coffee.
Yes, you will. So I don't just, if anyone's listening and they want a true review, it's not going to be.
No, it will not.
Because you 1,000% are going to say you love it.
Absolutely. I will push through. It could be the worst thing I've ever tasted in my entire life.
That's
and because
so
Tom Hanks' face is on there,
yes.
I will push through those
yes,
12
you will.
K-cups.
Yes, you will. Let's talk about your electric bill. It could be going up.
Finally.
I mean, it's been so
little.
Low lately.
Oof.
Crazy.
Goodness.
It's 45 degrees in Brunswick, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Your electric bill could be going up. Neat. First Energy asking Ohio regulators to approve a rate increase that would raise the average residential customer's bill by about $100 per year starting in 2027 and nearly $180 annually within 3 years. The company says the money would help pay for tree trimming, storm preparation, and upgrades to aging equipment. Part of the former Friedrich Bicycle Company building in Ohio City has been torn down. City officials said the structure is unsafe. It's a landmark business. It operated for more than 140 years before it closed back in 2024. But the city says bricks were falling onto the sidewalk and it was a public safety hazard. With the FIFA World Cup kicking off in North America next month, the U.S. Postal Service.
Oh, it's my birthday.
I know. And I thought.
You're doing a postage stamp story on my birthday?
You betcha.
Oh, this is.
You betcha. You hate postage stamp stories, yet there is one like every other week. For as much as you say
Chase
it's irrelevant.
Pull the stats. You know, we were based on ratings and it dips.
This is a lie.
Every
you are
time
lying.
You talk about Grey's Anatomy.
No, it does not.
Books on tape. And then also.
First of all, who has a tape anymore?
Well, that's the way it sounds when you're talking about it.
Tape.
And then also when you talk about postage stamps. I'm just trying to keep
Stop
it in the realm of postage stamps. Yes,
people
book on cassette.
Love Grey's Anatomy audio books.
They did. They
I don't,
don't
know who's listening to a book on tape.
You are definitely
but good for you if you have a
putting
cassette
in your
player.
CD.
Your car is
and you're
old.
Listening to that. That's what it is. Dragons make it out on CD.
The Dragons.
It's Jen's Friday night now. I don't know what happened.
Don't make out. Anyway. This is a big deal. Clearly, it's a big deal. The Postal Service keeps, you know, we were talking about the Mr. Rogers ones the other day. Now these are a Soccer Forever stamp. 78-cent stamp featuring a player striking a ball in the famous goal call. Can you do that? Goal. How do you do that? Can you do it?
Try it.
No. They'll be available beginning June 11th. Shoot. I should have pre-ordered for your birthday.
Don't worry. Your birthday's coming up. Guess
no.
what you're getting? Goal!
It's 6:29.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
There is an influencer who's been banned from all Six Flags parks after a video shows himself breaking park rules.
This wasn't even great.
Like, really?
I mean, you shouldn't do it anyway. I just, like, when I watched, I was like, this isn't even, like, funny or any, I mean,
I just,
did you guys think it was? Like, I thought it was, I mean, it's clearly dangerous.
Doesn't he take suggestions from people?
I know somebody, who he is, and he has millions of followers, and his content is all pranks, and it's all based on what people comment. So someone commented that, and that's what he did.
I just thought he was going to choke.
I was worried about the sauce.
You're worried about me with the sauce situation in the car.
That's worse.
Different level. This is a different level. Maybe you've heard of it. It happened over the last, 24 hours or so. If not, you need to stick around. 5 minutes away on Star 102.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
There's an influencer named Alan Farrell. He has been banned from all Six Flags parks after posting a video of him eating McDonald's chicken nuggets while riding on Millennium Force at Cedar Point. Now, that may sound crazy, but if you've seen his content before, it does make sense. He does crazy challenges and pranks all over the place. So this one's the first one that's ever caused him to be banned, but he does have over 3.9 million followers on TikTok. So he's been doing these pranks for a while, and all of his videos, like the tagline is, "What is wrong with you?" And basically people will comment for him to do something weird, and he'll say, "What is wrong with you?" And then he'll go and do it. So someone told him to eat 10 McDonald's chicken nuggets on a roller coaster. So he's from Detroit area. He goes to Cedar Point with his chicken nuggets and his sauce, he's opened it, he's eating it on there. And what's crazy is he gets a ton of views. Some of his videos have over millions of views. This one only has 143,000, which is a lot, but compared to his others, not. But it's made local and national news. Like, news stations are loving this story, and he was very shocked to see that, which is kind of what caused him to get banned. But here's a little clip of him on this roller coaster.
Try to eat a 10-piece nugget while on a roller coaster? What is wrong with you?
If anyone asks, I do not have chicken nuggets in my underwear.
Damn it, man! Sauce!
Oh, I failed. Yeah.
We got 7 down, so we did fail the challenge.
I am surprised. What I didn't realize is they just told him to eat nuggets on a roller coaster. And it could have been any.
Yes.
And he chose Millennium Force?
Yes.
Like, that is a...
Which would you choose? 216?
A gentle one. Like the kitty one.
Well, you have...
I would go with the kitty one.
You're on the Woodstock
10.
Express or whatever the
yes,
little...
That's what I would do.
You're in it and ducking it very light. Like, what was the... And not to interrupt you, but what was the... And I saw the video. The sauce situation when you're trying to dip and go on a roller coaster. I mean, if you try to even eat that in a car, which you shouldn't do, I understand. What? Is it all over the place? What happened?
You see it go flying back when he opens it. and you do see him, like, choking on the nuggets. Like, I think he realized, I see why you're not allowed to have food on a ride. Especially
80 miles an hour or whatever it is. 75 miles an hour. I don't know.
I thought it said 93 miles per
93?
Hour.
93?
I thought that's what I read in one
Could
of the stories.
Been.
And wasn't there a friend that handed him the salt? Like, who's the accomplice?
It's his cameraman.
Did he get banned too, I wonder?
I'm presuming. I don't even you're not even allowed to film. That's also another
I know. You'll see that all the time. Oh, man. Yeah. That was just, and he has, like I said, that's not the point of what he does is to get banned. Like you said, this hasn't happened before. Some of the other stuff is very fun. You're doing your comments. I was just like, that one, I mean, you're dangerous. It's dangerous. You can choke. And I was like, you can only do so much in that video.
Yeah, he did release a statement saying that he realizes the safety hazard now.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, should have thought that one through, maybe.
Jen would eat him on the Woodstock Express.
That's
what about
right.
you? Nice rotor, not rotor, but the Matterhorn or something, or what? I don't know.
If you ate those on the rotor, they would, like, stick to the back of your throat.
Exactly.
So, like,
that would be a bad maneuver.
I'm going down to Tuscora Park in New Philly. They got a little mini roller coaster there.
There you go.
Do they really?
On that. Yeah, you get to go around 3 times, maybe 2.
Yeah, there you go. 2 nuggets per, 3, I guess. 3
Very
per.
Very gentle
What's
ride.
Your nugget ride? I'm kidding. It should be nothing. We have a field report. Specifically, Jen has a field report coming up at Star 102. Cleveland's
you are saying
favorites.
It wrong.
What do you mean?
You are saying it wrong.
Field report?
It is a fancy field report today.
What do you mean a fancy field report? We've never had a fancy field report,
I feel
like. We have
never had a fancy field report. I have never been to such a fancy field for a high school.
Isn't a field a field?
A field is not a field.
Like you have the bases, you have that. What do you mean is a fancy field
was
report?
Was it heated? Like a heated field?
Yeah.
That would be cool. It was not heated, Stevie. This field was the fanciest field I have ever seen at a high school. Although I should tell you, I've only been to one high school baseball field, and it was this one.
Okay.
Recently.
So small sample size.
Small sample size.
But still, fancy's fancy.
It is fancy, and I'm going to tell you why. There are several reasons it's fancy, but one of them I think will stun you. Maybe the people that live here. If you live in this suburb, wow, all I'm saying is wow. I mean, wow. I was stunned.
I don't hate
and I am
the heated
sporty
field
gem.
Idea.
I know, that's really not
now
a terrible
I'm thinking
idea.
They do like room service, not room service, like where they're bringing you food. You can order food from your phone.
And like valet.
I'm surprised they don't, have that. I'm going to tell you what makes it fancy.
Definitely no outhouses, as Jen says. Probably.
Well, there's a whole bathroom facility.
Yeah, probably.
One would think.
Like a bidet.
Oh, well, that's what they're missing?
I was just about to say, you'd think this is a five diamond field. There is one major glaring.
How is a fancy field report not five diamond? I don't even understand. I can't wait for 7:05. I don't even understand this.
And the video, there's video, and it will post shortly. I just didn't want to take away from your birthday post, which we have up. Please wish Tim a happy birthday
on Facebook.
That's
very nice of you. I see the messages coming, and you're very, very unbelievable listeners.
Really?
I love you.
Not the photos I posted. I was just wondering if you
thought
those
were nice
as well.
Oh, yeah, we're getting to that at 8:10.
Oh, okay.
I'm just so torn today.
What?
Because of, I mean, not only my Tom Hanks coffee, which I cannot wait to have, which is probably the best, but also something else that was very not easy for you to bring, for you guys to work on and bring in, that I wanted so badly, and it was so nice of you to do, yet the pictures. Like, it's all coming up at 8:10. We have so much to get to today.
Okay, good.
You should see the text I got about those pictures.
That's a story.
Oh, great.
That is actually a story, too. And your response. Anyway.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Good morning to you. It's Jen and Tim show. Lots of sunshine today. High of 77 degrees. Perfect day for a ball game.
Yes, it is. And if you are going to any baseball games, I hope you get to go to Hudson. That is this week's field report.
Oh, it is.
Oh, it is.
Now I'm starting to understand why you called it fancy.
It's a fancy field report this week. I want to break down this stadium in the best way I can, because, you know, I am sporty.
Makes sense.
Right.
Only one person can do it.
That's right. When we talk about these places in our field reports, and they usually come back this time of year because my kids play a lot of baseball. Both of my boys play, my 12-year-old, my 14-year-old, and we go all over the place. They both play for travel teams. This is by far the fanciest I've been to. I mean, I knew Hudson was fancy. First of all, I have a friend that lives there. I've been to her house a couple of times, but like it's only like direct to her house, which is fancy, and then leave. But I mean, it is adorable in Hudson.
Oh, and it is next level in Hudson, absolutely.
There are two standout items of this field report.
Okay.
I don't even know how to explain this seating to you.
The seating? Is it just bleachers like that we all have?
It is not bleachers.
Okay.
It is next level in Hudson. You Hudsonites, Hudsonians are next level. I am impressed.
What? Is the video posted yet? I need to watch
it.
The
video just
yet.
Posted. It's on the Jen and Tim Show Facebook page.
Okay.
It's not on Instagram yet because I don't know how to pre-schedule those. But if anyone wants to teach me, let me know.
Hey, there you go.
Uh-huh. Watch it on Facebook. Tim, I want you to see it too because you will not believe what they have there.
Okay, I'm going to watch it during the song. Our first ever fancy.
That's right.
Field report.
That's right.
We are 4 minutes away. It is Jen's first ever fancy field report on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
This week's fancy field report takes us to beautiful Hudson, Ohio. And, you know, as I'm sitting here, I posted a video of the field report. You can watch. I have a whole rating system.
I just
watched
it.
It's very technical. I could have added a category on this one that said scenic drive-in. Because it is beautiful. Hudson is beautiful. The homes are beautiful. It was very lovely. So we're at the Hudson High School. Parking lot, paved, lovely. You're not dealing with gravel. So if you have a wagon, it's a smooth wheel in. Smooth wheel-a-roni. I don't know. When you wheel your wagon, you're good to go.
You know, I'm grabbing all this audio. Thank
do
you.
Do not do
it's
that.
It's a good birthday gift.
Do not do that. So your wagon will wheel right in. Yeah, I didn't bring my dog because it's a high school stadium, so you can't bring your pets in there. But Tim, we walk into the stadium. It is stunning. The field is turf, and I don't know, maybe are all high school fields turf? I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know if all are. There are many that are. It's just like safer for the kids and their knees and everything else.
Okay. So, I mean, I haven't been to a lot of high school fields, I will say that. But, I mean, this field was beautiful. You could see, you know, the big Hudson on the home plate. It's the dugouts, just lovely. I mean, it is beautiful. But the thing that stood out to me, can you believe? I thought I was sitting down in my reserve seat at Progressive Field. They have, like, the foldy chairs. Not you. Now, there are bleachers, but then there's the chairs that, like, fold down. Like, that you're sitting, like, the, yeah, like, I mean, you're like the kind of Progressive Field.
I know. Like,
what
you're
is
in
that?
East, like, you're in a, like, you are in a smaller minor league park.
Yes.
Is what it looks like. Like, you're at Captain Stadium in East Lake or whatever it might be. Or, and I imagine Avon, I haven't been there for a while. But yeah, they have seating. Cause I looked and I thought, oh, are those, like, the handicap seats a little bit closer to the field?
There's
those
that
are
row.
Blue. And yep. then behind them in yeah. the reserved, they are uh-huh. all also blue, fold down, beautiful chairs.
They are. It was so lovely. Like, people around me probably thought I was such a nerd because I kept saying to Nate, I'm like, this, what is,
you
why
keep opening
is
them
so
shutting
nice?
Them?
I'm like, why are we sitting here? Like, this is so crazy. It is stunningly beautiful. And again, I apologize if you're listening and you are in a suburb that has a beautiful baseball field at your high school and I haven't been to it. I was so impressed by Hudson.
That has seats? I bet there is no other ballpark that has seats like that.
Right? I mean, I didn't, when I saw it, I thought this is like next level for wow. a high school. So you hear all that and you think, yeah, this is a five diamond field,
right? It's an easy five diamond field.
It's an easy five diamond.
Hudson, spray painted behind home plate. They have fold down blue seats. Yes, they have bleachers behind.
That is not spray painted.
I mean,
or whatever it is. Somebody took a cricket and made the giantest Hudson logo.
A big cricket and they decided to use whatever turf paint it is.
It's so beautiful.
And it's a great, you just said, there's no gravel. How can it possibly not be five diamond?
You will not believe why it's not five diamond. You would never, ever in a million years think this is a thing there.
You even called it the fancy field report. How can
I know.
It,
I know.
And it's not five?
No, it takes us down to four diamonds.
Whoa.
I know.
And it's not gravel.
It's not gravel.
I don't know what else it could be. All right. Why is it a four diamond field and not a five diamond field? That would be next. I have no idea how it's possibly not a five diamond field. Field. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
I know, and I wanted to give it five diamonds. I just couldn't. The bathrooms, two porta-potties.
What?
Two porta-potties for the bathrooms. And I'm not even kidding you. This facility is so nice. I even walked around. I'm like, I'm missing it. What am I missing? Why are there not bathrooms
here? Which has happened before here and there. Remember some
yes.
other fields maybe
you Westlake just weren't. For years.
Yeah, yeah, and you just knew that there were porta-potties.
Just
and
found
didn't know
it.
How is there not a facility in Hudson as fancy as Hudson is?
I don't know. I was stunned.
What?
I even like walked up by the little press box area to like look around to see what I was missing. There's nothing. I didn't understand it. Not only there's two porta potties that are like right in the parking lot. I heard a woman walk out of there and say it was the worst smelling one she's ever been in her life.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That is an unbelievably high bar to have to leap over for that to be.
I was stunned.
Hudson, come on. There has to be something. Are we missing something? 216-343-1021. There has to be.
It was the fanciest
Hudson.
Field I've ever been to, and they're that the porta potties. I know. I feel like I was missing
like
something.
A bidet, there's
no, I don't think they would do
showers.
That.
There's
feels like a lot.
There lazy
a,
river.
A batting cage right there. Like it was.
We have to be wrong.
I'm telling you.
It I was, believe
and
you.
I mean,
you're there.
Here's
I'm not.
The other thing. Baseball games are not short. They are a lengthy game. People need to use the restroom. You need, like, this is why.
So did you use one?
Oh, my God, no. I cannot. I know that's, I don't know what that sounds like. I just, for some reason, that is, like, one thing about me. I cannot use one of those. I will not. I cannot. I would rather drive somewhere and go. I cannot.
Okay. That's
They're
a
so
deeper
bad.
Dive.
They very much
Monday.
Freak me out.
Did you get stuck in one as a kid or something?
No.
Was there some traumatic event or just.
I mean, do I need to explain why it's.
No, I just, it's, if I got to go, I'm going to go in there. I'd rather go anywhere else, but.
I also feel okay. like it's a little different for a man to use them than a woman,
yeah, I was
depending
say, no,
on,
I get,
you know,
no,
yeah,
I
right.
It.
That's a.
I get it. Hudson,
mm-mm.
are we missing something? 216-343-1021. Is there some indoor plumbing by the.
Please.
We have, there has to be something. We have a Hudsonite. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Field
yes.
Affairs. We have a bathroom ruling, I think, on this. All right. Good morning to you.
Good morning. This is Terry, and I'm a resident of
gosh, wait, how far? I feel like we were not close to that. Were we close to those? Because I feel like we were around the other side of the school, or maybe I just didn't look.
Yeah, you from where you're sitting from the baseball, you can see the stadium, the football stadium, but it's on the opposite side, so it is a walk.
Yeah, because we had to like leave the high school parking lot, go down the street, and come around to get into the baseball area. Okay, so yeah, I knew there had to be something, because it was stunning to me there were only porta potties there.
It is. And we didn't really care for that part of it either, and that is in the work.
Yeah, that makes sense. Plus, they're the visiting team. They should have to use the porta potties.
Yeah. It's 45 degrees in Brunswick, today's Star City. Here are the four things you need to know this morning. Number one, it's Tim Richards' birthday! Happy birthday, Tim. Please continue to wish him a happy birthday on our social media pages.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Oh, look!
It's about to get interesting up in here.
No.
It's my birthday!
You can't add that.
Well, I didn't know. I mean, we have Trump Tui on the way, so I don't know.
God.
In a few days, we're going to have, you're also going to have a birthday.
Jamesy's bra.
No.
Don't.
I'm going all day.
We're running late. I got to go.
Stop. I can't talk.
Jamesy's bra works real well there.
Jamesy's bra.
I'm so mad I ever said that. All right.
Three things?
Yeah.
So good!
Stop!
A lot of pressure.
Okay, listen, a YouTuber, I'm not laughing at this, but he's banned for life from all the Six Flags parks. He ate chicken McNuggets on Millennium Force. It was a bad idea. West Side Market's Transformation
Project. We
have audio
of him going down that first hill.
No.
No!
The West Side Market's Transformation Project just got a major boost. They've raised $60 million towards their $70 million renovation project. And a really cool story about an 8-year-old Lakewood girl. Stop. I see you looking at me trying to figure out what audio clip you can play. An 8-year-old Lakewood girl went viral, okay? She sent a paper airplane over to her neighbor who was playing guitar to request a Taylor Swift song. And then Taylor Swift heard about it. So she sent a handwritten letter to this girl whose name is Madeline, said that this story brought the biggest smile to her face. She even sent her an autographed guitar.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Just over an hour away from your first boarding pass. Make sure you head to the weekend with at least one boarding pass. We'll have it for you 922. That's how you board Flight 102 and get qualified to head to Jamaica.
Happy birthday, Tim Richards. Are you having a good day so far?
It is a great day. I appreciate my unbelievable, I'm sure, dancing on the tongue, Tom Hanks H cups instead of K cups. No, they're K cups.
I was going to say, are they really called H cups?
So I got those.
You have too many other treats today. We're going to have to try those next week.
That's fair. We're going to have to do
that. Are you going to try that today?
I will not try that today. Okay. We brought in Duncan for me, which I appreciate.
I want to get to the other treat we brought you too, because we had a small issue with that. It was a covert operation, Stevie and I, trying to get this other item for you.
Okay.
But I do want to mention we posted a graphic of you, you know, saying happy birthday.
I saw it.
I just want to say, you know, typically when maybe you do something like this for someone, if you're creating a graphic or you need photos for a party or birthday, this and that, it's like, oh my gosh, I need to find some good ones. We have so many of you in strange positions, making weird faces, doing strange things. It's hard to narrow it down. Like I texted Stevie. I'm like, hey, if you have any pictures of Tim that you want to give to me so we could post something for his birthday tomorrow. And she's like, I hate that I have him in this same position from every year at Christmas time of you like laying on the ground.
Oh my gosh.
There's so many.
They're the worst.
So we tried to, you know, show all the faces of Tim Richards.
Yeah, making like claw hands. I have those like short shorts on with my stomach out, looking like Fat Tim.
You do not
the
look
flamingo,
like Fat Tim.
I have a hat on. There's all sorts of things.
That my favorite one is the one where you do have the shorts on and in the Christmas peaches.
Yeah, when they didn't match and they were,
they
don't know,
they were the
four
exact
inch
same
shorts
ones.
Or whatever they were. Those were not. I would have not been able to go to school in those shorts. And that's all I'm
saying. That's fair. If they would have measured him, that would have been. And then I had to throw the flamingo in there because, what I was surprised about with the flamingo pictures, because we have a bajillion flamingo pictures, but there are none of you straight on just smiling as the flamingo.
Never. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I had to play the part.
Like doing something.
Role.
Yeah. You had to be very.
I'd be flamingo. Have you ever seen a flamingo smile?
I have not.
That's why I couldn't do it.
You did a great job.
So there was drama with the other thing?
Yes.
I don't know.
A lot of drama to get this very exclusive item for you.
And also, thank you for the comments. I'm reading through a lot of Titanic references in the happy birthday comments.
Those.
Oh, those are great.
Comment back.
I appreciate it. I am reading those. You are the best listeners ever, which I've mentioned for years and years and years. Drama. I don't know about this either. That's in 4 minutes.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
Oh, happy
drama.
Birthday, Tim Richards.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Tim.
I appreciate it, Stevie. Thank you very much.
There was drama. We wanted for your birthday to get you the Masters of the Universe Krispy Kreme donuts. As the movie's coming out, I think it's like June 6th, so next weekend.
Yep.
And it's a big, big deal, especially for fellas your age or like my husband. Like, you guys were all in. These were the toys you played with growing up.
I've been
right?
texting my brother. I said, nobody in my family cares about this He-Man movie. And I understand that. I have an 11-year-old daughter, my wife. Like, they do not care about He-Man. So we need to roll out and watch this. And I saw those donuts and I thought to myself, even yesterday, I was going to talk. It was my daughter's last day of fifth grade and she'd clap out and there's all sorts of things going on. And I almost said to my wife, did you get a cake? Because if you didn't, I might want to, you know, head on down to Krispy Kreme there in Mayfield and grab these He-Man donuts.
Yes.
Then I come in this morning, I couldn't believe you brought in. It's so nice.
We got the He-Man donuts, but it wasn't without drama. So I texted Stevie because I'm like, they're at Krispy Kreme. I live in Westlake. There is no Krispy Kreme in Westlake. Stevie has connections everywhere, right?
Yes, she
is tapped in. I'm like, Stevie, we got to figure out how to get these He-Man donuts into the studio Friday. And you were able to make it happen, but there was drama.
There was drama.
What happened?
Places seem to not ever be prepared for these special releases. So luckily, we ordered them ahead of time for pickup.
Yeah.
Because when you walk in, there's a sign on the door that says that they are out of the new donuts. So you couldn't go in and get them. So like if you were waiting to go in and place your order, none. They didn't have them.
Okay.
So the box sitting there, what didn't look right because it was just a normal Krispy Kreme box. And you know how sometimes they just don't tell you if they run out and they just give you whatever. So I'm like, there's no special box. Is it just a bunch of glazed donuts?
Yeah, because it's supposed to be in like a He-Man Masters
like
of the Universe
this
box.
Orange fun
right.
box. And there is no box, but there is a sign explaining why there is no box. And they decided to be shady. And said that they don't have any of the special boxes because they were short of them due to Akron shorting them supplies. They called out Akron specifically.
Did they really?
Yes.
That is amazing. And they've got a Krispy Kreme over. Like, that makes sense because they have like.
Because there's like
I don't
want to
say the headquarters, but that's like one of the oldest ones around. That makes sense.
Yeah. I'm like, how are we going to go? Like, we can't go before work. Like, some open at 6. So anyway. Thank you, Stevie,
yes.
for making that happen. But isn't that hilarious?
It.
They called out the Akron. For
they
taking all the
care.
Supplies.
They said, we're going to be shady.
Yeah. And there are, as you mentioned, there are not very many locations.
No.
So that Mayfield Heights, Mayfield, well, that's newer, the last 3 years or something. I don't know. I might be wrong on that. And then Middlefield.
Are you going to eat all the donuts today, do you think?
I've already sampled a couple. Do you want the breakdown?
I want the breakdown.
We're going to have to break down. Tasty Friday.
Tasty Friday.
All right. That's next. Weird. We're talking about food. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. These Masters of the Universe. Donuts are available at Krispy Kreme.
Well, maybe.
Pre-order.
Fair. Pre-order. Because people are buying them. They love them. There's three flavors. No, four. One's glazed. So there's three flavors.
I thought they were shorting us about giving us glaze. So I didn't order any glaze, but that's how they promo it.
This is the entire thing for Stevie.
It was.
I thought, where's the third?
Where's my box? I think you're shorting me flavors.
Right. So rate them. Let's go through these. There's the He-Man Caramel Crunch Donut, which has caramel icing and cheesecake-flavored frosting. Birthday boy, what did you think?
Mid. I really thought... Cheesecake frosting. How can you... Cheesecake's my favorite dessert.
Right.
Love cheesecake. It was okay. At first, I just want to have a disclaimer that I liked them all, but I think of the three flavors, like the glazed is... We all know what a glazed donut is. I think that's number three for me.
That's your number three. Cringer Claw Cookie Dough Donut.
This is dipped and drizzled with cookie dough icing.
Yeah.
What'd you think of that one?
I like that one. That was in at number two. I thought that was good. Super sweet, but I like super sweet. If you don't like super sweet, that might be an issue.
And then there's the Skeletor double chocolate donut with a cookie crunch topping and a chocolate custard filling. And I think that's the one you were looking forward to, right?
Oh, yeah. That's when I was going to literally drive down to Krispy Kreme and grab for myself as a birthday donut. That was my favorite. Are you on their website?
I'm on their website.
Are you looking at the Skeletor? I don't know. I wish it was in front of Stevie,
yes,
too. The Skeletor double chocolate donut.
Yes.
Do you see the interior that's oozing out of the donut?
That is not what we got.
That is not what we got.
That is a lot lighter.
So you did see. Okay.
I didn't
you have a monitor in front of you.
Right. On the photo, it's like a chocolate
custard-ish type of almost consistency.
What we got is like a light cookies and cream looking thing.
And just what you would have is if it was a chocolate filled donut, that lighter kind of consistency looking chocolate, which is good.
I thought it was speckled. Now I need to go look again.
You better. What happened to your donut?
Speckled? I don't know.
To me, it just looked like a light brown.
Oh, boy.
It looked like a light brown.
I don't know what I ate
oozing
that, you guys.
That's speckled nature?
I feel like mine was speckled.
I feel like that needs, I feel.
Or I just made that
checked
up in my head. Now I need to go look.
Well,
we haven't hidden, though.
Thank you. I know it was a process. Everybody involved, thank you very, very much. I really, really appreciate that. I wanted those very badly. I'm excited for the movie, and I saw that those were out, and I love donuts, so thank you. That certainly made my birthday even better.
We're glad you liked them. Happy birthday. So there's a guy that's been banned from Cedar Point for eating chicken nuggets.
Now I kind of want nugs.
Now that's
not that fast.
60 seconds.
Not that fast.
It's 45 degrees in Brunswick. That's our Star City. These are the three things you need to know today. The man behind the viral chicken nugget stunt says he understands why Cedar Point banned him for life. He never expected the challenge to become a national headline. In case you missed it, he ate chicken nuggets whilst riding Millennium Force. He even dipped them in sauce. He says park officials explained their safety concerns, and this is the first challenge that's ever gotten him permanently banned. Parking in Cleveland could soon get cheaper. City Council moving forward with a plan that would roll back some of the rate increases. If it's approved, Sunday parking would be free again and hourly rates would be capped at $3. And there's movie themed popcorn buckets for like every film that comes out. Well, now we have a movie themed chicken bucket at KFC. They're launching an ultra limited Supergirl collectible bucket that will feature Crypto, the super dog, who is like the cutest dog ever. I'm still upset he's AI and not real. This will be ahead. He's so cute. The reusable bucket will go on sale June 10th. It'll cost you $29.99. Wait, I wonder if you get chicken in that bucket when you buy it. I'm not sure.
A greasy bucket. How are you going to clean that and keep it?
I don't know. Do you get popcorn in the bucket when you get the specialty popcorn buckets?
I don't know. I know they're available as you walk up to the popcorn. That's also Castle Grayskull. That popcorn bucket, which is like $50, $60,
$70.
So how does it not come with the popcorn and
that's
the drink and
saying
the snacks? I got to pay for that on top. It's going to be $100.
If I get the Crypto Supergirl chicken bucket for $29.99, am I getting the chicken?
Please get it.
I kind of want it.
I'd love that. Please bring all your snacks you bring in for the studios and that chicken bucket.
Oh, I could put it in the studio. I was going to say, I don't know where I'd put it in my house. Like, I feel like it would end up in a closet. I wouldn't, like, leave it out.
Can't. It's too special.
Okay, I would bring it in studio, but only if I get the chicken, too.